Welcome back to Practicing Catholic. Patrick Conley, glad to be with you again, along with Cammie Refume, our producer, Paul Sadek, our technical producer, coming to you through the Relevant Radio 1330 AM studios in Golden Valley. Well, here's a question for you. How are you at surrendering to our Lord? It's never an easy task, but something we need to commit ourselves to pursuing. The Catholic Charismatic Renewal Office has an upcoming summer speaker series addressing the topic of surrendering to Jesus. Joining us now is the first speaker in the series, Bishop Peter Smith, who has served as the Auxiliary Bishop of the Archdiocese of Portland and Oregon since 2014. Your Excellency, thanks for joining us. Welcome.
Blessings to you, Patrick. Good to be with you. And blessings to all those who are listening in on Practicing Catholic on Relevant Radio. Thank you for your support for Catholic media in the United States.
Wonderful. Yes, thank you for that. That was wonderful. So why don't you start out, Bishop, if you would, by telling us about your role in the Catholic Charismatics Renewal Office, specifically about the speaker series. How did you become involved in the series?
Well, for some years, I was the liaison for the Catholic Charismatic Renewal in the Archdiocese of Portland, where I'm stationed. That's Portland, Oregon, home of all the stuff you see on the media, or at least until recently.
Mm.
And as a result of that, I ended up being appointed to a group called CARIS, which is a new entity brought about by Pope Francis through the Dicastery of Laity, Marriage, and Life. To provide a sort of umbrella leadership for the Catholic Charismatic Renewal worldwide. And as a result of that, normally I keep a low profile, but once you get put on something like that, it's no more low profile. So I've been asked in a number of places to do interviews and talks and things like this. So that's how I got connected with the CCRO. The other thing is, I lived in Minneapolis, St. Paul for 6 years before I moved
out
to Oregon in 1996 to enter the seminary here. Yeah. So
wow.
I lived there. I was a member of, I think it was Visitation Parish in South Minneapolis, and then also St. Mark's Parish before that, St. Mark's right next to the University of St. Thomas.
Yeah.
I have a lot of friends in the Twin Cities.
Oh, wonderful. Well, it's good to be speaking with a friend. I wasn't aware of that, but it's good that you shared. And I should, as long as we're on the personal info here, well, I'll let you tell them. I have it here in your bio information, but people are going to be obviously hearing in that bit of a non-Minnesotan, maybe even American accent that you're carrying there. Where does that accent come from, Your Excellency?
I was born and raised in South Africa, the country in the bottom end of Africa, Nelson Mandela and so on. So born and raised in South Africa and completed my college education there. And got involved in the Catholic Charismatic Renewal there as a student and ended up coming to the United States for a year, supposedly, to visit some lay movements and communities here. And that was that, as they say. That was in 1983, and I've been here pretty much ever since. I joined one of those lay movements, community, and after about a year became a brother and have lived as a brother ever since. In fact, I still do. I still live with two priests and three brothers from my community in a community house here in Portland.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Well, great. I am so grateful that the Lord has sought to lead you in that way. And I'm sure the Diocese of Portland, the Archdiocese of Portland, is also very thankful as well. So let's go back to the speaker series. Now, the theme we know is surrendering to our Lord Jesus Christ. Is that going to be the focus of your talk, Your Excellency, or are you going to be, and how are you going to approach that, if I may ask?
Yeah, that's what I was asked to do by Sister Mary Ann, so that's fine. That's what I've done. I've written a short article on it for the Pentecost Today magazine. But essentially, the focus of the talk will be something like this. When we think of surrender and a sort of human level, we think of defeat, giving up, no hope, and so on. But the Catholic and Christian notion of surrender is quite different. It's something that those circumstances may be part of it, but it's much more expansive and much more positive than that, because in one sense, surrendering oneself means ultimately recognizing something far greater than ourselves or someone far greater than ourselves. And when we talk about surrendering to Jesus Christ, we say it doesn't matter how strong or weak we are, how successful or unsuccessful we are, when we recognize that Christ is so much greater than we are, then that act of surrender is not a negative thing or a last-ditch thing. It's a positive thing. It's a proactive thing. And so reconfiguring our understanding of what it means to surrender. And in our own lives, in our human lives, in our lives of faith, we see that. You know, so, for example, I mean, I do weddings, and I love doing weddings. I have a lot of fun at weddings. But weddings, I often tell the couples, is this is a wonderful act of freedom. And they all look at me like I've got several heads on my shoulders. But when you make that commitment, when you marry somebody and you make that commitment, that's a stunning act of freedom that frees you completely to love, to serve, to give of yourself. And so in a sense, that commitment, that surrender, cuts off everything else. So now you're all in. And when you're all in, that's when you can give 100%. The same thing's true for us in religious life. It's only when we're all in that we're completely free and we can give 100% and love, serve, give, make sacrifices to the degree that God calls us to. And that's what surrendering does. So a couple, when they get married, or an individual making a religious commitment, they in effect surrender their lives, in the case of a couple, to each other. In the case of the individual making a religious commitment, or a priest, you surrender your life to God and the people of God. So this is something that is far, far more expansive and far, far more positive and creative than just saying, I give up.
It sounds like it is. It's a positive move. It's a move into, as you're saying, freedom to give all and to enjoy that freedom of being all in and not being distracted. But yet I have to ask, Bishop, I mean, I don't think anybody's a stranger to the fact that surrendering ourselves to our Lord or anything else, quite frankly, it's hard. It's a difficult thing. And so any insights as to what makes it so difficult, especially in terms of our own spiritual lives, why is it so difficult to turn our lives over to the Lord?
I think part of it is fear and letting go completely for the Lord. And our human instinct is self-protection. And so we want to hold on and protect these things and organize life around ourselves so that it provides us some sort of security, some sort of serenity, some sort of manageability. And we always try to do that with our lives, no matter what our faith level of faith is. And with the Lord, that's also a challenge. And you see it with the disciples. This is a journey, a process that goes through life. And the test is, are we moving ahead? Are we succeeding? Are we making progress in that? Are we becoming more and more open to the Lord and more willing to serve and to make those kind of commitments as we go along? And that's where we see God's great mercy for us. That for us, God doesn't require it suddenly, okay, we've made this decision and now we're going 100% to the limit of what I'm asking of you. God walks with us through life. God accompanies us and invites us to be part of what he's doing, and he works with us. You know, it's one of those things where I think, you know, we each look at our lives and the imperfection and the sin and these things in our lives. It's very fortunate for us that God in his mercy doesn't try and deal with them all at once.
Right.
You know, the Lord takes us through these things, and we sort of move ahead. And that's a wonderful sign of his mercy and kindness, generosity for us in those moments as he moves us ahead. And part of that is because God respects our freedom. God gave us freedom from the beginning. He does not overwhelm. He does not dominate. He does not force us. It's like a wonderful friend who wants the best for us, that will allow us to keep our freedom in making those choices, even when he knows what is good for us. And sometimes we make choices to say, not quite sure yet.
Right.
You see it in the disciples. Jesus is called the disciples, that he calls them, and
you know, you look at why did the disciples leave their fishing nets and their customs post? Because they saw Jesus. They must have had some earlier knowledge of him. But they saw something in Jesus that was far greater. And so they said, we'll give up all this other all these other things to come and follow Jesus. But he also invited the rich young man to do that. And the rich young man, he invited him to let go of the one thing that was holding him back, and he couldn't. Mm-hmm. And Jesus doesn't condemn him. Jesus mm-hmm. is sad because of mm-hmm. what could have been. And you don't know what the Lord tried to do in his life later on. The Lord doesn't give up on us either. So that's also great hope and great consolation for us. But it is a struggle.
Right.
The Lord invites us to surrender these things bit by bit, or to let go of these things bit by bit in our lives. And it takes a while.
Right. But what a blessing it is that the Lord does not give up on us. Speaking of blessings, Your Excellency, I know that you are needing to get in to celebrate Mass here shortly. So I tell you what, if you'll offer us an on-air blessing, we'll let you go, and then I'll hit all the specifics about these the speaker series that's coming up after we let you go. So could we have your blessing, please, Bishop?
Certainly. The Lord be with you.
And with
May
your
Almighty
spirit.
May Almighty God bless you now and forever, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Bishop Peter Smith of the Archdiocese of Portland in Oregon, so grateful that you could be with us. Thank you, Your Excellency.
Thank you. I appreciate your, the opportunity to come on in and be part of the great work you're doing to present the faith through Catholic radio.
Amen. We are all about that. So, yes, God bless. Well, so here are the specifics about that upcoming virtual speaker series put on by the Catholic Charismatic Renewal Office. It's really all about surrendering to our Lord Jesus Christ, and it's going to take place June 26th and 27th. It's going to be virtual. It's going to be over Zoom. There'll be praise and worship and inspiring talks by Bishop Peter Smith, who we just heard from, and also Jim Murphy. For more information and registration, there's information up in a number of different areas, but quite frankly, I think you can just pop over to archspm.org/events. I know it's up on there, so you can get some more information about attending and how to register for that virtual speaker series put on by the Catholic Charismatic Renewal Office July 26th and 27th, right over at archspm.org/events. All right, we're going to head into a final break here. And as we go, just grateful that you can stay with us, but don't go away, because when we come back, Paul and I have a number of local events that can help you turn more of your life over to the Lord. Be right back.